Self-help books on spirituality. How many of you walked in a door, Barnes & Noble or anywhere lately? I mean, you know, look at the books, look at the tables, look at the bestsellers. There's just so many books on spiritual growth. I wrote here Simple Abundance. How many of you have heard of that or had, okay, quite a large number. When I walk into a bookstore, and again, this may be my selective vision, but say like Crown Bookstore, there's such a huge display of Simple Abundance. I can't believe it. And the principles that the author, by the way, is Sarah von Breathneck. And the principles that she uses are much of like the principles that we're going to talk about in the higher self. These are higher value principles such as simplicity, love, joy, harmony, and beauty. And those are the principles that she uses throughout the book. Often when someone gives me a gift in my life, I have learned to express gratitude to them. And she was one of the people that I wrote to, thanking her for her influence on my life. And I did receive a letter back from her, which shocked me. And I just want to read you a tiny bit because I think it also points out where the movement is in spirituality. Dear Sherry, thank you so much for taking the time to write. Words cannot express how moved I am that Simple Abundance has struck such a deep chord in your heart and soul. When I began the Simple Abundance journey, I had no idea that my personal search for wholeness would end up a book that seems to be transforming the lives of millions. So, and then it goes on, but I think that again shows the effect on that.
Well, millions of people can't all be wrong, and it seems to me that when you have a situation where millions and millions of people believe in something and belong to something, that they must know something. You know, they must be getting something out of their lives that are really important. You know, we don't see that many people flocking to therapy, for example. And so there's something very powerful about religion, about spiritual approaches to life. And I'd like to talk a minute about conversion experiences.